Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Clyde 2. Across Glasgow and the West. The good times.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, before that, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. I know you were singing along to that. You can't stop yourself. And ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. It's Sunday evening. I'm Arlene Stewart. It is such a pleasure to be back. It's been such a quick week as well. Although, not quite fully adjusted to the clocks going forward yet. Seems to take longer and longer the older I get. It's horrible. Anyway, hope you have had a magnificent weekend. It's not over by a long shot. Another 3 hours of just the best tunes to come from the 70s, 80s and 90s. On the way, I'm going to play a tune from Oasis, written and performed by Noel Gallagher, and it contains the line, "Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face." It's because his mum used to make him stand next to the fireplace and have photos taken. Surprising he was grumpy, because he's such a cheery chap these days. Anyway, that on the way, after this gem from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, with Noel Gallagher on lead vocals. And he wrote the song when they were about to do their first big arena gig. And it's now called Sheffield Arena. And they were on stage doing a sound check. And Noel was just sort of strumming the guitar and singing a few lines from the song, like, "So Sally Can Wait." And Liam stopped and went, "Oh, that's pretty good." That's when they were speaking, obviously. That sounds great. "Actually, what is it?" And he said, "Oh, it's a song I'm mucking about with." I said, "Oh, really like that." He went back to the dressing room, wrote it out, and they performed it in front of 18,000 people that very night. Even his idol John Lennon wouldn't have done that. Amazing. Right, the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Alexander O'Neill, Elton John, and a brilliant one from Blondie next.
Clyde 2. Do something about your debt. Clyde 2.
The greatest hits for Glasgow and the West.
Elton John threw his annual Oscar after-show party on Sunday night in LA. Couldn't go, though. He was in Australia. He was doing the memorial service for the late cricketer Shane Warne, and he was performing and did a beautiful rendition of Candle in the Wind. Ed Sheeran also performed, and Coldplay's Chris Martin. However, Elton's sons, Zachary and Elijah, turned up at the event with their godmother, Lady Gaga. How cool is that? It's Sunday evening, playing the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s. And this is great from Prince. Nothing better than a bit of funk on a Sunday night. Rolls Royce Car Wash. I'm Arlene. Hello. I love a clean car. And because the weather had turned nicer, I'm thinking I'm going to wash it myself. And it was immaculate. Did a really good job, if I do say so myself. My house, by the way, is a shambles, but I like a clean car. The weather's turned, though, hasn't it? It's been horrible all week. Really cold. So it's back to the car wash now. I'm not standing out there in the cold. Next couple of days, cloudy and persistent rain, unless you're in the southeast of the country. Some brighter and sunnier weather for you. Onto a winner there. You'll only come out at night. Playing the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Some crackers on the way. Queen and David Bowie. Heatwave. Chance would be a fine thing. And a band currently on tour, playing in Brighton tonight and Aberdeen on Tuesday. They are magnificent, from 1985. We'll play Simple Minds next.
Clyde 2. Play.
Clyde 2.
On digital radio, on the app, online, and on your smart speaker.
The greatest hits for Glasgow and the West.
Clyde 2.
The main stories this hour.
This is Clyde 2.
The greatest hits for Glasgow and the West.
The good times sound like this.
Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure, Sunday Evening. My favourite thing about that song is the two-note bass line. It's so simple, so clever. John Deacon was mucking about in the studio when they were rehearsing their songs to record, and he came up with it, and they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's go for pizza. And by the time he'd come back, he'd forgotten it. I'm like that when I go to the kitchen. I stand for hours staring into the fridge looking for inspiration. Why am I here? Anyway, luckily Roger Taylor remembered. Otherwise, that song would have been a completely different offering. Wouldn't have been the same at all. Now, here's a man who last week got a telling off from his local county council for donning a high-vis waistcoat and filling in his own potholes. I'm a fan of cheesy pop songs. That hits the mark. Aha, Take On Me, a song I'm going to dedicate to a pal of mine who celebrated a big birthday this week. I'll not say how old she was. 50. Melanie Payton. And we had a great time celebrating. A group of pals who go to France, well, did, for about 7 years, for a long weekend every year in September. And the first thing we always did was go to the supermarket, Super U, and we would fill the trolley with food and drink for the 4 days. I mean, honestly, so much stuff. But our biggest bargain was the bottle of fizz we found, which was €1.25. And it was fine as long as you mixed it with cassis. So we made Cure Royals, honestly. Probably not great for the liver, to be honest. But every year we went back. The supermarket was waiting for us and we would just clear the shelf. We'll have those, thank you very much. I was horrified 1 year when I went back and they put the price up. €1.30. I mean, come on. The biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Harvest for the World, the Isley Brothers, on the way next.
Clyde 2. Newcheckdownloads.com.